just thinking about the interchapter material, you know, the spirits from Mars, Venus, Mercury, whatever we're dealing with. So in terms of correspondence, Earths are churches. Earth is the church. Okay. So what the different spirits, and the term spirit itself is a term that relates to thought and understanding. The idea of breath is associated with spirit. So spirits of a particular planet or earth, that's the term that's used, of a particular earth. So what is a church? Well, a church is a church according to its understanding of the word. Okay, so that's a quote. So each earth represents a particular understanding of the word, or its opposite. So, you know, the correspondences stand in that relation. So the spirits of Mars represent a particular form of understanding, a doctrine or a doctrinal framework of a particular kind. And that is not something that is just arbitrary and belonging to these spirits to which we have no relation. And I just wanted to point this out because the interchapter material is very similar in terms of the principles being expressed as what's found in the chapter material. It's just framed in a different way, or it's a different form of illustration, but it's still illustrating the same principle. So in the chapter material, you have this discussion about the good of faith and the good of charity, or what is external and what is more internal. And then in the interchapter material, you have the spirits of Mars and you have the spirits of Earth, or earthly spirits, right? So again, you have an internal and an external. But in 7480, this is a fairly clear statement about that this material too is applicable to us, and that these spirits of other planets are found within the human mind. They describe structures and processes within the human mind. So in 7480, it says, I have been instructed that the spirits of Mars have relation to something which is interior in man, and indeed intermediate between the intellectual part and the will part. So they are a connecting element. And so often what you get, not always, but in this particular case at least, is you have in the chapter material with Pharaoh and the molestations and vastations and like you've got all this stuff going on, which is fairly heavy. And then you come to the interchapter material. It's like the flip side of the coin. It's what that work produces. And that's represented here as the connecting elements being developed that join the will and the understanding, or what is good and true, with each other. So they're not disconnected. So I just wanted to just allude you to that, because we quite often come to the interchapter material and just think, you know, what is this about? And why is it here? And I often think of the interchapter material in terms of the grand man as like the ligaments or the sinews that sort of hold the different pieces together, in a sense. Yeah, it's just about looking for those little sort of connections that feed into the text. There's an aspect here, you know, where they're brought to, you know, like I have spoken with some from that earth, that's the Martian spirits, about the faith of those who dwell there. And they said that they there believe that there is nothing in them but what is filthy and infernal. So, I mean, that's what you come to in this work, that in and of ourselves, right? And that all good is of the Lord. And even say further that of themselves they are devils, and that the Lord draws them out and continually withholds them from hell. So what you have in this interchapter material is when the realization of what's being presented in the chapter material, when that realization has come into, then there is this abasement and humility that then allows for this celestial sort of quality that binds things together to be produced. So as you have this kind of battle going on and the struggle with Pharaoh and these plagues and all this stuff going on in the chapter material, and then you get an insight in the interchapter material of what that's producing on a higher level. And it's the connection between the will and the understanding, the connection between what we know and how we act. So it represents what stands between the cerebellum and the cerebrum as images of what's going on here. So what connects has relation to Benjamin. Benjamin is a similar function. You know, he's the celestial of the spiritual. So he's that which draws a connection between Jacob or Israel and Joseph. So there's a clear link here in terms of the inner world and what the spirits of Mars relate to in the inner world of man, which is us all as a microcosm, and the grand man as the macrocosm. So you get these images repeated in different ways. So again, you know, the importance of removing ideas of person, place, time, and space. So we're dealing with spiritual states being illustrated. We're not dealing with trying to find out whether there's life on Mars,